And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp. Welcome, everybody. Great to be with you on a Friday. Actually, is this producer Phil? What day is it today? I think it has to be Friday. Yes, January 3rd. Now, why do I get mixed up on my days? No, just because I'm a busy guy. No, not really. It's because I've been engrossed in this story today. There's two things I want to talk about. Did Trump just pull a Bill Clinton? Huh? Yeah, I'm going to get into that in a moment. Maybe, you know, there's something you do in politics. And you do it for a reason. Sometimes it involves killing people. Bill Clinton. Well, you know what's funny about Bill Clinton, folks? Bill and Hillary, an amazing number of people have died that are just coincidentally, right? Coincidentally connected to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about, did Trump just pull a Clinton? And I'll tell you why. This is a conspiracy thing. It's also, I want to talk a little bit about this story about, well, apparently in Oregon, apparently, that we have this problem. We're not teaching our kids in school civics anymore. Really? Yeah, well, that shouldn't surprise anybody, but in all seriousness, this business that we don't teach it begs a question. Why? Why aren't we teaching civics? Why aren't we teaching the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of Oregon in public education? Why is it? Now, this is one of the things that, remember some time ago where I talked about how, and I asked this question, can homeschooling save Oregon? Can it save the future for our kids and our grandkids? Now, why would I bring that up? Well, it's because it's obvious that it's not being taught. And this is, you know, when I was in school, and it was a long time ago, folks, because I'm almost 61. We were taught civics. We were taught the Constitution. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but so many of my teachers back then were liberals. Not all of them, but so many of them were. Why is it that we're not teaching? In this story, which is by Jake Thomas from the Oregon Capitol Bureau, it was a story from New Year's Day, talks about how the Classroom Law Project, and if you look them up, they have a big board here in Oregon. And all of them are, I would say that most of them, and you can go to their to the website. Most of them are well-known liberals. Judges, Jennifer Williamson of all people, and who's running for, who's the majority leader in the Oregon House of Representatives. She is an extreme liberal. She's the one who brought us this law that takes away the death penalty, nullifies it, in essence, that we're now continuing to hear about. Yeah, she's part of the Classroom Law Project. So, two questions about this story by Jake Thomas that he doesn't even ask. Why aren't we teaching it? Now, Representative Paul Evans, who's a Air Force veteran, a guy that I know, Paul says it's because of property tax limitation. He's quoted in the story. It's because of property tax limitation, Measure 5. That's why kids are not being taught about their civic responsibility of even voting, of the Constitution. It's because we don't have enough money. Well, Paul, hey, you ought to be celebrating the fact that, hey, you just helped pass a sales tax, which is unconstitutional in Oregon's government, our Constitution. You, speaking of the Constitution, you just passed it as a legislator to do what? To put $1 billion a year into public education. But guess what? You know, it's only there to support, really, PERS. So Paul, he says he's attributed the decline in civic education, I'm recording from the story, in Oregon classrooms to a series of tax measures meant to curb the increase of property taxes, as well as the decline in timber revenue around the 70s and 80s. With less revenue, schools had to get back to basics. What? Oh, you mean the back to basics like race, recycling, reproduction? Oh, you mean those back to basics, Paul? This is one of the most absurd things I have ever heard in my life come out of the mouth of, and I've heard some crazy things come out of the mouth of legislators, but this has to take the cake, Paul. The less revenue is why we're teaching. Paul, didn't you just vote for a bill that mandates that our schools, and we talked about this at the time the vote was taken, our schools have to teach about the Holocaust? Well, the question is, why aren't they teaching about the Holocaust? Why aren't they teaching about a civics education, about the Constitution? Why? Well, I'll tell you why, Paul. It's because the people, like the teachers union, that give you money and support you, they don't want it taught, Paul. The curriculum directors, the school administrators, don't want it taught. Because you know what? Teachers can teach it, but the curriculum directors say what has to be taught. Who are the curriculum directors? They're liberals. They're liberal teachers who come up in the union. Oh, and by the way, Paul, you're talking about the decline in timber revenue. What's that from? It's the environmental community, Paul, that gives you money. You see how this works, folks? This is a typical Democrat tactic. It's a typical leftist tactic where you blame the other side. This is Saul Alinsky, folks. Just read the book, Rules for Radicals. You blame the other side for doing something that you're doing yourself. You accuse the other side of doing something that you're actually doing yourself, and you do it because it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all meant to distract your attention. So while Paul says it's because we're not putting enough money into schools, that's why. So Paul, some of this new sales tax, unconstitutional sales tax money, maybe you guys should have mandated that some of it go into very specialized funds, like constitutionally dedicated funds, like we do with road taxes and other things, that can't be used for things like PERS, but would actually be used to fund a bill that you've introduced that the teachers union opposes. And that is mandating, just like we did with the Holocaust teaching, that schools actually teach the Constitution. Can you believe that we're not? Why? The story doesn't ask the question. And it is ludicrous to blame the fact that we don't teach civics, constitution, voting, that we don't teach it at all because we don't have enough money. Folks, just look at the curriculum in your public schools. It'll just frost you. Some of the stuff we are teaching. And why is that? Why is it that we're teaching race, reproduction, recycling, all the environmental teaching? We teach that, but we don't teach civics? Who would benefit from this? Who would benefit from a dumbed down society that doesn't know anything about the Constitution? Who would benefit from that? I'm just curious. Who would benefit from a society where, well, you're smoking dope? A society where we've decriminalized small amounts of, say heroin and methamphetamine and other dangerous drugs. And they have, folks. Who would benefit from a dumbed down society? From people too busy looking at their smartphone being tracked unconstitutionally by government, too busy on WhatsApp, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Who would benefit from people too distracted by that to actually learn about the Constitution? Remember the story I told you about my chiropractor? Now, this is a guy that's, he's younger than me, but not a lot. He didn't know how impeachment works. Why do we have to teach civics? Well, because liberty is absolutely at stake. And when you dumb down public education, when you dumb down society with drugs, and I'm not just talking about smoking weed, folks. I'm talking about a lot of other drugs, prescription drugs, the opiate crisis. When you dumb down society and education, this is what you get. You get kids graduating. You get those kids who graduate, go to college, their minds get warped by liberal professors. Their rights get taken from them. Why? Because they vote for people that take their rights from them. Like legislators. Legislators who do things like pass unconstitutional backdoor sales taxes. Legislators who take away your parental rights with forced vaccine laws. And I can go on and on and on. This is what you get. And this is all done by design. So who benefits? And is more money in public education going to fix this problem, like Paul Evans says it is? Is that the answer? Not hardly. You know it and I know it. But what do you think? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I know I've gone a little bit long on this rant. But this is important, folks. You care about the future. You care about your liberty, and for future generations, we better fix this problem. So how do we do it? And is the Classroom Law Project, let me ask you this, are they the answer? A nonprofit full of liberals? What kind of civics would they teach? Back in a moment with my Did Trump Just Pull a Clinton? You don't want to miss this.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, I'm going to share with you why I'm going to throw this question out to you. Did Trump just pull something like Bill Clinton did? It's a time-honored tactic. It's sort of like what I just described to you. The leftist idea from, Saul Alinsky, you accuse your opponent of what you're actually doing quietly behind the scenes. It's distraction. It's smoke and mirrors. Did Trump just do that? I'll explain myself in a moment. But, you know, we have a new advertiser, Diamond Royalty Rides, LLC. Go to their website, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. It's all one word, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Remember yesterday, you know, I talked about maybe doing something special for your wife or your significant other on their birthday. Why not do that for your daughter? Now, I talked a little bit about that yesterday, but, you know, I got to thinking about this because sometimes my mind works that way. You know, I got to thinking about, okay, what kind of an impression would you make on your daughter if you were to take her and her friends out in a limousine for her birthday or for something, you know, maybe her confirmation. Okay, if you're of the Catholic faith, what would that impression be? Well, it would make her feel very special for the rest of her life. She'll never forget it. That's a great reason to think about contacting Diamond Royalty Rides. It's something you can do anytime. It doesn't have to be special occasions, but my point is that you can do something really special that your daughter will never forget. You have to think about it. They've got that wonderful pink limousine, that Chrysler 300. So why don't you go check it out? They're a lot more affordable than what you think, folks. And they're convenient. You can book a limousine online. And you can read about it. Go to their website, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. What a great idea. Your daughter will never forget it. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Did Donald Trump just pull a distraction? We launched an airstrike. It killed a really bad Iranian general. You're hearing about it if you're watching Fox News, if you're watching anything. Now, the left is going nuts, of course. Biden's triggered. The Ayatollah of Iran taunted Trump just before the strike. You can't do anything to us. Wrong-o. Now, the Democrats are complaining about Trump not defending the U.S. Embassy. Now, folks, I've been to the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. You know, this where these Iranian guys, they attacked it, right? I've been there, folks. The green zone where the embassy is like a square mile. It's huge. The embassy is huge. But here's my point, and then I'm going to get to Ron in just a moment. 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Trump just took this guy out. This is a really, really bad guy. I have been following this man for many, many years, ever since I went to Iraq with the Oregon National Guard in 2004. This guy has been operating with absolute freedom and impunity in Iraq for a long time as an Iranian. He is responsible not only for the death of an awful lot of American soldiers, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, but also a lot of Israelis. Wherever this man goes, people die. It's good that Trump took him out. You cut the head off of the snake, and this man was the head of the snake. Now, there's more to this, and we'll get into it as we go along, but was this a distraction by Trump from impeachment? Oh, and there's lots of implications here. That's exactly what Bill Clinton did. Monica Lewinsky thing, you remember that? When it broke, guess what? Clinton lobs a whole bunch of, cruise missiles into an aspirin factory in, I think it was the Sudan, as a distraction. Everybody was worried about war, just like they are today. What do you think? Was this a Trump distraction? Did he learn from Bill Clinton? Or was this absolutely the right thing to do, to cut the head off the snake? Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, what do you think? Good morning.
Oh, Happy New Year, my brother. I'm going to tell you, I'm very proud of this president that he did what was right. Keep this in mind. Yesterday, this man also killed for us. He also went to North Korea and watched the nuclear test down there. He also went to Russia to plot against Israel. After remember when President Obama was in office?
That's
after
right.
He got reelected? Yes, this Mr. Suleiman is very evil. And I thank God that we have a president that made a decisive decision, whether it's going to bite him in the butt or not. He did what was right and avenged for all the people that, all our guys that got hurt or killed in Afghanistan, Iraq, by the coup forces. The head of the snake's been cut off, and as a veteran from almost over 30 years ago that served in the Far East, that remembered when the Americans got bombed in Germany in 88 and
that's right.
Leon Klinghoffer and all that other stuff yep. that got thrown off the Achilles Laurel in the Mediterranean from Italy. God bless the president. God bless that he has the fortuitousness that God has pointed him, in my belief, to lead us through the darkness and give us a foundation so this country can have the best economy and everything else. Look at China. I mean, record. I don't know. I'm tired of winning. But this is from a black man, a conservative from Oregonian. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, but we got to get rid of the snake.
I got to love you, Ron. Thank you, brother. Happy New Year to you, too. It's good to hear your voice. Yeah. Ron's tired of winning. Are you? Well, more on this when we come back at 6:30. Rebecca, hang on. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Rebecca, who's been nice enough to hang on over the break. Thank you, Rebecca, for doing that. Let me pose this question to you. Is if Donald Trump has killed this really bad guy who's an Iranian general who has been all over the world, as Ron articulated, spreading jihad. If Donald Trump killed him with a larger strategy in mind, not just to distract. I mean, I threw that out there because that's what Clinton did, right? Lobbed the cruise missiles into the aspirin factory after the Monica Lewinsky thing. That's a distraction. The left is, if you haven't heard it today, you're going to hear it, folks. They're going to accuse him of doing this as a distraction from impeachment. But what if it's larger than that? What if Trump's real goal here is to smoke out the sleeper cells? If you look at Drudge Report, folks, there is this, and Fox has talked about it this morning. For a long time, we have believed there have been Iranian sleeper cells in this country. And they came across the southern border. Now, I happen to know this for a fact, folks, because we've caught some of them. And some of them are in federal prison. You never hear about that. What if Trump is believing that he struck Iran? Iran may unleash these sleeper cells in America. Sleeper cells, well, that have been here for some time, just waiting. Remember the 9/11 hijackers? How many years had some of them been here? A long time. You see, these people are jihadis. What if Trump did this to make the case during an election year that you have to fund the border wall? Because sleeper cells, people who would launch an attack, or maybe are going to, in America, that these people will be traced down to having crossed the southern border illegally. You're going to tell me that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going to say no to funding a border wall if that happens? I'm just throwing it out there. Rebecca, good morning. What do you think today?
Well, I called in to talk about your topic of education.
I know.
The library is another hotbed of liberalism. You know, our libraries were generally donated by individuals, extremely wealthy individuals. In fact, the Salem Public Library is in large part what it is because of a wealthy individual who donated at his death a large bequeathment to the public
Andrew
library.
Andrew Carnegie, an Irish immigrant who built U.S. Steel, is the guy you're talking about. Something like almost $300 million.
Yes, but the Salem Public Library was very small, very insignificant until this man locally here. In my lifetime, it was probably back in the 80s. Yeah, it was. My twins were born in 88, and they were two when this happened.
Mm.
And
I didn't
and
know
they
that.
Built the, they built.
I thought you were talking
library.
About Carnegie. Okay.
So anyway, what I was going to say was that the library, even though it's been given to us, they stock books that are detrimental to the youth. If you go into the youth section, the books in there are horrendous. I never, ever checked any books out for my children from that section. It's the teenage section when I was homeschooling. And after a while, I was so frustrated with the adult section that because I just could never find anything that was much of anything. So I just I dropped my what I was having to pay, which was $65 a year for the library because I live out of this city limits. And I started buying books. And the books that I have discovered from listening to talk radio and hearing book reviews And also just exploring on my own, I've developed a library that I'm just fascinated with. And more things are coming my way all the time. I can just hardly spend enough money to buy all the books I want to buy.
Rebecca, since you brought up that subject, where can a parent or a grandparent like me, where would you recommend that I go? Is there a website that has good books for homeschooling that they recommend that I could buy for my grandsons?
Well, there's actually homeschooling. What do you call it? They have curriculum fairs all the time. If you mm-hmm. if you get into the homeschooling arena, there's plenty of things for kids that you'll be exposed to if you just go to a few fairs. Ocean Network is the one that coordinates some of those things. Ocean Network
does the Ocean Network have a statewide
organization?
But does the Ocean Network have recommendations on books?
You know, for children, yes, there are book recommendations put out by all kinds of organizations, and I don't mind going through even the I don't mind even going through the things that the library puts out, the book list. I will go through any book list, but the talk radio, WND WorldNet Daily, have both been real good recommendation sources for me. Anyway, the reason I called in was one day I was standing in front of, years ago, I used to collect signatures for Oregon Citizens Alliance, and every 2 years we put on the ballot a one-line petition which said, stop homosexual instruction in the public school. So we got this on the ballot year after year for quite some time. And I used to go stand outside of the library and collect signatures. And one day a teacher came up to me and she goes, and how do you expect me to teach Moby Dick if I can't talk about homosexuality? And frankly, I had never thought of such a thing. But the teachers were going to workshops put on by homosexual groups to teach them how to incorporate homosexuality into the curriculum. And they're doing that to this day. So the public library, I've discovered, is a hotbed of liberalism in terms of the kinds of books that are
shoved. Thanks, Rebecca, for your thoughts. You're getting a little getting off topic here, and I'm going to let you go because I need to move on. But it was about schools. It's not about public libraries. It's about schools. Yeah, I made the point about homeschooling, and I appreciate your perspective on that because, frankly, it's the right perspective, in my opinion. But the reality is civics, the Constitution, is not being taught. Why? Why is nobody talking about why isn't it being taught? Well, it's really what Rebecca just talked about. It's about a mentality that is pervasive in public education, sadly, that it comes from the teacher schools. You teach teachers to think like leftists and to do things like Rebecca just described, and guess what? You're going to teach about homosexuality in Moby Dick, but you're not going to teach about the Constitution. Why? Because you have an agenda. And curriculum directors, even good teachers, and there's wonderful teachers out there, even good teachers that want to teach civics aren't allowed to do so. Because curriculum directors and superintendents run the show, even though we nominally have school boards that supposedly run the show. Got an email from Dave. He said, I heard us yesterday about drones. We don't know who's behind them, but don't forget about Obama and the deep state. Do you remember when Obama said he would get us with a drone and we wouldn't see it coming? Well, he wasn't talking about us necessarily. He was talking about other people, right? American citizen, the bad guy that he killed in Yemen with a drone. The drones could also be recording GPS coordinates at night. I keep seeing where Apple has quietly leased an abandoned military base. Apple has turned everything over to the Chinese government. Could they be using the base to fly drones from? More food for thought. Well, I mean, somebody with an awful lot of money and power is flying groups of drones in perfect formation at night, gathering some kind of information. Are they gathering information on your smartphone? Your movements? I wonder, is it government? Is it Apple? Google? Who is it? We talked about that yesterday. It all has to do with liberty, folks. Back in a moment, more. No promises, no defense.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. And look, a great email, it sort of flows into why we are not teaching civics, the Constitution, the law, voting. Why we're not teaching in a public education? Well, this Dwight sent me a great email, and I think this really sums it up. He said the Democrats don't want a booming economy filled with a society of optimistic voters. Why? Because it defeats their purpose. The Democrats can't survive in a society of responsible, liberty-minded people who think for themselves. They can only win with an electorate of voters susceptible to the promise of free stuff, independent and reliant on government. Creating dependency, that is the Democrats' business. That is why all of Trump's many accomplishments go unrecognized by the progressives. Yeah, they're ignored. In fact, they're panned by the progressives, which are really the regressive totalitarian Marxists, because that's right. If you dumb down society with drugs or with distractions, they're very susceptible to the idea of free stuff. But when you have people who are engaging in, well, a booming economy, doing well, getting ahead, that doesn't serve, and he's right, it doesn't serve the Democrats' purpose of creating dependency. Just look at the mindset of people in countries that are former communist bloc countries, or frankly, even some socialist countries today. They're dependent. That's why government-run healthcare. I mean, those of you who are veterans, thank you for serving. We made a contract with you through the VA to take care of you. We've not done a very good job of that. It's gotten better because Trump drew a line in the sand and got Congress to pass a law that said, you know what? You do bad things as a VA employee, you're going to get fired now, because they couldn't. That's just crazy. Well, it's truth. It gets back again to this point that remember all of the Trump accomplishments that the White House put out? I mean, it's an incredibly long document. And I talked a little bit about 7 million Americans that were in a recovery, the weakest recovery ever, the Obama recovery. 7 million people got on food stamps. And now they're off. Democrats need to create dependency. That's why in Oregon they're going to talk again about things that will control people. That's why the February 6th Timber Unity Rally is just powerful, folks. I'm just waiting back for confirmation, by the way, on that. I want you all to know that I'm going to hopefully be broadcasting live from the steps of the Capitol, not only this radio show, but all through the day. Interviewing legislators, interviewing just ordinary folks who are going to come to the Capitol that day. They already have nearly 2,000 registered log trucks that are going to be coming, and they're going to come from all over the state. And some of them are going to be driving around Portland, I am told, on purpose to make points during rush hour. Cap and trade is a form of control. It creates poverty, destroys rural economies. And we're seeing that begin to really play out in California, folks. Creates dependency. Expanding food stamps. In Oregon, we break records doing that. It creates dependency. Dependency on anybody but yourself, and the joy and the sense of accomplishment that comes from working and earning a living. That's what the Democrats hate. That's why they hate a strong economy, because it makes it harder to become dependent on government. Dependency on government is power if you're a regressive totalitarian Marxist. So I threw this out to you, and I just want you to think about this. What if Trump has a master plan in this whole business of finally cutting the head off the snake, killing Soleimani? And there were other people killed also. This was in Iraq. It was a missile strike. They were tracking him. I guarantee you, folks, believe me, the Israelis have wanted this guy for years. The Israelis have been unable to take him out, or haven't, one of the two. But bottom line, this was a really bad guy. He has killed Oregon soldiers. I know this for a fact. With two Oregon National Guardsmen, an older guy and a young man, that were driving in a armored vehicle crossing a bridge. And a very specialized IED, which only came from Iran, went right through their armored machine. Yeah. So anyway, it's good that Trump did this. It does cut the head off the snake. Now, what if there are other implications, like this business of sleeper cells who start attacking us? Good reason to keep your weapon handy. What about that? Let's go to Art quickly. Art, good morning. You don't have much time, brother. What do you think today?
I know, Jeff. Good morning. Happy Friday. Trump did what Trump had to do. I mean, Iran was saying, hey, you can't touch us. And, you know, Obama said, hey, there's a red line in the sand. Don't cross it or you'll be in big trouble. And Trump sent the message to Iran, hey, there's a red line. You went over it, and now you're going to pay for it. So Jeff, the Iranians have been laughing at the United States and Americans for years and years and years. And, yep. You know, it's just about dang time that we did draw a line in the sand. Iran crossed it, and they got punished for it. I mean, it was great that they killed that guy who has been leading all this terrorist garbage all across the world, and good riddance. But Trump, his purpose, hey, there's a red line in the sand. Don't you touch American citizens because you'll suffer the consequences.
Well said. Art, thank you, friend. You are right on the money. Got to go. Rich wrote me an email, said, another software screw-up, ? I've heard that the state's new timekeeping system has run into more snags and won't be working for all employees for many months now. He writes, I got this listening to some DMV workers at DMV as well as ODOT workers at Starbucks. It must be pretty bad if it's talked about that much at a Starbucks by state employees. More incompetence, friends. All right, get out there. Make it a great weekend. Thank you for listening. We will see you on Monday. Bye-bye.